home, life. Home, life. This is the absolute philosopher. So, the absolute philosopher speaks often of the universal terms, the universal phrases, the universal concepts. The absolute philosopher speaks on what is meaningful to the absolute philosopher. Now, you and I are each absolute philosophers. We're each divine, and we're each relative. Now, the relative is an illusion that passes away and changes and is constantly in flux. The divine is constantly stable, constantly the same all the time. Now, in our divine pattern, in our pattern of our home, we learn values. We learn what are important things in life. We learn what is the most wonderful thing we could do for ourselves and for our world. We learn to cooperate with each other. We learn these values. You might say these values are the higher concepts that guide our life and our being. But in truth, they transcend even that. These concepts that we have, these values that we learn, train us to live in a relative world in a most beautiful way. On the divine, we have no need for a training system. We have no need for a training program because we are divine and we are fulfilled and we are revealed right now. But on the relative, we have a need for this system. Now, what is the need for this system on the relative level? Well, it's how we interact with other people, how we interact with the world, how we interact. Do we see the world with abundance? Do we see the world with wholeness? Do we see the world with health? Do we see the world with joy? Do we see the world with harmony? Do we see the world with peace? You see, those are all relative terms. In the absolute, there's nothing to be peaceful about. There's nothing to be harmonious with. There's nothing for any of the relative virtues to be demonstrated in. But we play a game, just like we might think a universal God plays a game, and creating us in a relative universe to see whether we remember our universal concepts, our universal reality, which does not need any of the relative concepts. Now, if I am unconditionally loving, there is no place for me to be loving and no place for me not to be loving because I am unconditional love and I love everyone and everything. Now, there are things in the world that may seem unlovable, and if I see that and I view that, then I empower that and I experience that. However, if I see everything with unconditional love, then I see everything is fulfilled, revealed, complete right now. It's not a matter that it's going to be. I live in the absolute awareness as the absolute philosopher. I live in this consciousness. In the relative awareness, I can play the game, and that's okay. That's the choice I make. I make a game of playing chess or Monopoly or playing golf or playing tennis or playing any game, and I make it a choice. But the game is not the thing. I do not do the game 24/7 every single day of my life. I do not do that. I do it when it pleases me. And when it doesn't please me, I go on to another game, and I go on to another game. And all the games that I play are games of relativity. They're games of the now, experiencing in the now. And as I play the game, I delight in it. I skillfully do the game. I know exactly what I'm doing. But if for any reason I start thinking the game is controlled by somebody else, by my companion in the game, my opponent, or if I think the game is controlled by the rain or any other thing, no way. Many a hockey game, a soccer game, had been played in the rain because the guys didn't want to stop. They were having such a good time, and slush and splutz and slip and fall, but they loved it, doing it all. It was just wonderful for them, and it was their way, and they played the game. They were playing the game. They were not playing the weather. They were not playing the ball. They were not playing with each other. They were playing the game in their mind of what they wanted to do with whatever they had to work with. And if it was a ball, they knew what to do. You and I do the same thing with every avenue of our life. We do this with every avenue of our being. We learn values at home, and then we practice them in our everyday life. We learn values at home, and then we practice them in our everyday life. We learn values at home, and then we practice them in our everyday life. Now, as we go in meditation, as we go in introspection, as we listen within, we learn values. We learn our reality. We learn that all is in divine order. We learn that there is only one order. We learn that all is good and very good, and we learn that. And then we go into our relative world to practice what we have learned in our divine awareness. And if we have learned well in our divine awareness, if we have learned well and we practice it well, then we are truly marvelous beings. There are a lot of wonderful human beings, but they're not really human, they're divine. They are a step beyond the limited human thinking into the divine thinking, but they are there. They are there. And you and I have the opportunity to play that game and be that game and live that game right now in every attitude of our being right now, if we choose to. If we choose to play that game, we can. If we choose to be the divine self that we are, we can. It's just a matter of what is it we want to do? What is it we want to be? What is it we are? Are we divine or are we relative? Are we human or are we subhuman? Who and what are we? Well, let's just know that all of us, each one, are divine. We are living in this life experience because we want to maintain our divinity, maintain everything we do is divine. Everything we do is perfect. Now, who is to judge what we do? We are. And we don't judge. We just do it. We do that which is our highest and best. We do that which our noble self is. We do that which we really are. We do that because that is our being, that is our self, that is our wonderment. And when we do that, then every game we play as a master because we are living from our highest and best. As we do that, we are living as the finest, most glorious being that we could ever be. We are living in that state of consciousness where all is in divine order. All is peace, all is harmony, all is good, all is wonder, all is magic. Yes. And from our parents, we learn the values, and then we go forth as children carrying out the values we learned at home. And if the values were good values, we have a happy relationship. If the values were being naughty to other children or being possessive or being judgmental, then those values come back to us and jump on our back and say, ha, gotcha, gotcha. But if we have non-judgmental attitudes, if we are unconditionally loving, if we are fantastic beings, then what we have learned in our childhood and we carry out in our world is fabulous. What you learn in your divinity, what you learn in your meditation time, what I learn in my meditation time, that is what I carry out in my life. Oh, people won't always appreciate it. They say it's too good to be true, and they won't allow you to be the kind of person that you are. But you are the kind of person you are, and you will always be the kind of person you are. Even when people come up to you and try to slander you, you stand forth true, knowing that whatever is true about you is the only thing that's reality. And anybody who believes the falseness about you is themselves living in that falseness. For they are the picture of whatever they believe. You, I, are the picture of whatever we believe. And if I look at the world and call it good and very good, so it is. If I look at every person on the face of the earth and say that you are magnificent, you're wonderful, you are God, and so it is. If I look at every experience that ever was, is, or could be on the face of the earth or in my life, and I call it good, then so it is. For this is my reality. This is my divinity. This is all that I am. And this is all that you are. Name it and claim it. For surely That's what the game is all about. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.